أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet used the peace afforded by Hudaybiyah to write two letters to the neighboring countries, Heraclius, the Byzantine emperor, Khusra Parviz, the Kisra of Persia, the kings of Egypt and Abyssinia, and the chiefs of Yemen and Syria. You know, the letters have been preserved and reproduced, but I'd like to mention one of them in particular. The Byzantine emperor, Heraclius, woke up one day looking very distressed, and everybody knew there was something wrong, and they said to him, "What's the matter?" And he said, "You know, I saw the king of the circumcised people attained power and authority." One of the governors brought back somebody who had come from Arabia to his court. And this man said that a man from amongst us has put forth a claim to prophethood. Some people have followed him and some people have not. Wars have been raging between the parties. Thus did I leave them behind. The Prophet sent a letter to Heraclius by one Duhayya ibn Khalifa al-Kalbi, who was a famous Meccan businessman who had already accepted Islam. I'd like to read out the letter because it's awesome. It said, "In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, from Muhammad, the slave and messenger of Allah, to Heraclius, the emperor of Rome. Peace be upon him who follows the guidance. After this, I invite you to accept Islam. Accept Islam and you will prosper, and Allah will give you double rewards. If you refuse, the sins of your people will fall on your shoulders. O people of the book, come to a word common between us and you, that we shall not worship anything save Allah, and that we shall not associate anything with him. Nor shall some of us take others for lords besides him. But if they turn back, then say, bear witness that we are Muslims." And Duhayya said that as soon as I delivered the letter to the emperor, he ordered the patriarch of his empire to be brought to him. When he came, Heraclius showed him the letter, and having read it, the patriarch said, "This is the prophet whose advent we had been expecting. Jesus, son of Mary, conveyed to us the glad tidings about him." And the patriarch added, "As far as I am concerned, I believe in him and I follow him." And Heraclius said, "As far as I am concerned, if I do the same, I shall lose my kingdom." But then he said, "Find me some of his own people who are here, so that I may ask them about him." Heraclius managed to get Abu Sufyan. And there was a conversation between Abu Sufyan and Heraclius, which is an interesting conversation. It's preserved in the books, and this is what happened. Heraclius says, "Is the family of the person claiming prophethood a noble one?" Abu Sufyan said, "Yes." Heraclius said, "Has anyone else claimed prophethood in that family?" "No," said Abu Sufyan. "Has there been any king in the family?" "No." "Are the people who have accepted this religion weak or influential?" "They are weak." Heraclius said, "Are his followers increasing or decreasing?" Abu Sufyan said, "Increasing." "Have you ever known him to tell lies?" Abu Sufyan, "No." Heraclius, "Did he ever commit a breach of any pact?" Abu Sufyan said, "No. But we want to see if the new peace treaty that we've negotiated with him works." Heraclius said, "Have you ever fought him?" Abu Sufyan said, "Yes." Heraclius said, "What was the result?" "Sometimes we won and sometimes he." Heraclius said, "What does he teach?" Abu Sufyan said, "He bids people to worship one God and not to associate any partners with him, to offer prayers, to be truthful and chaste, and to bestow alms." Heraclius said, "You say that he belongs to a noble family. Prophets always come from noble families. You say that no one else has ever claimed prophethood in that family. Had it been so, I would have thought he was influenced by family traditions. You say that none of his predecessors was a king. Had it been so, I would have thought he was aspiring to attain kingship. You admit that he never tells lies. A person who doesn't tell a lie to a man cannot tell a lie about God. You say that poor people are the adherents of his creed. The first followers of the prophets always comes from this class. You say that his religion is expanding. This is characteristic of a true religion. You say that he does not deceive. Prophets do not deceive anyone. You say that he bids you to offer prayers and to observe purity and chastity. If all this is true, his realm will come right up to my domain. I had thought that a prophet might be coming, but I did not think that he would be born in Arabia. If I would go there, I would pay homage to him." And Heraclius sent a man as an envoy from the tribe of Ghassan to go and observe the prophet, and told him, "Report to me three observations: where he sits, see who sits on his right side, and if possible, try to find out what his seal says, what his seal of prophethood says." The man came and observed the prophet, found him sitting on the ground, saw Ali sitting on his right side, and the last thing was the seal, which he had forgotten. And the prophet said, "Come, Come and have a look at what your fellow Heracles had instructed you to try and see. The man returned to Heracles and told him everything that had happened. And Heracles said, This is the one foretold by Jesus, son of Mary. He rides the camel, so you should follow him and believe in him. The letter that the prophet sent to the king of Persia, Khosrow II, enraged Khosrow because he could not understand how an ordinary person, as he thought, was addressing him on terms of equality. He tore up the letter to pieces. The letter sent to the tribe that ruled western Syria was not accepted very well, and the envoy was killed. There was a letter to the king of Bahrain. There was a letter to Negus, the king of Abyssinia. There was one to Muqawqis, the Roman viceroy over Egypt. All these letters, we have records of all of them, and inshallah, we will look at them at some point.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.